We bow our heads in prayer. Gracious and heavenly King, during this Advent season, we look into a manger to be reminded of the greatest gift given to us. But we look beyond a manger. We look into the future when you will come again with all of your glory. Help us to see that you are the King of Peace. Transcend all that is happening in our lives and surround us in your grace. Amen. Advent, a time of preparation. To prepare for the nativity of our Lord on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. But also as Christians, we look forward to his second coming. All of this is based on the fulfillment of God's promises. That is the basis of our hope. It is the basis of who we are in what God has and already accomplished for us. It's about, yes, the past, but also the future. And I find it kind of interesting because recently I saw something and it kind of led me to ask a little question of myself. I saw an event posted as not BCE or not as BC or AD, but as BCE and CE. For centuries, we have lived with that designation behind of BC, before Christ, and then AD, that Latin phrase for in the year of our Lord. And now we have BCE, before that common event or era. And CE stands for the common era. It's kind of like that whole thing we went through with, do we say Merry Christmas or do we say Happy Holidays and all of that? What is the event that makes all of this different? What is it that ushered in the common area or era before the common era? What was it? Well, it comes back to the same event. It's kind of silly if you ask me that we have to renumerate everything. Because the event doesn't change. It has to do with what took place in a manger long ago. It has to do with Christ being born into our world. And so whether we say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, it doesn't change the event. Because the event is a part of our history. It is about the birth of Christ. And so when we look at, here's Isaiah, the prophecies of Isaiah, and we're looking at the book of Isaiah throughout our Advent journey this year. And as you go to the various chapters of Isaiah, you see there in the prophecies of Isaiah that looking forward to the Messianic age, to the coming of the Messiah. And that's what our lesson is all about. There shall come forth a root from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his root shall bear fruit. What is this root? What is this all about except about the coming of the Messiah? The message is clear. Christ ushers in the kingdom of peace. It is here and now through his birth and through what he accomplished for us. This Old Testament reading of Isaiah 11 should probably be read in its entirety and all of the verses read, because in those first 9 verses, Isaiah paints that future messianic ruler. And the remaining verses focus on and tell us the rescue that will take place in that day. We talked about that a little bit in that day last week. When all the nations of the earth and the scattered remnant of Israel will come together. It is about the righteous reign of that shoot that comes out of the stump of Jesse. Isaiah sees the coming Messiah as the King of Peace. In verse 2, we read, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord." What a beautiful picture we have here, that the Spirit will come and rest upon him. And he will be filled with understanding, and the Spirit will be that of counsel and might, of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And then there was that picture that she had up there for the children's message, because that's what this is all about as you read Isaiah chapter 11. It's visualizing a wolf and a lamb lying together, a leopard lying with a young goat, the lion and a fatted calf grazing contently together, a baby over the hole of a cobra, a weaned child putting his hand in the den of an adder. And then we live in this troubling age. And as we live in these times, and as each generation lives in their own time, they have to deal with the troubles of their own time, but also there is this beautiful, calming picture. In the midst of the turmoil, the uncertainty, the breaking news cycles almost hourly in our world today, we see this world as a dangerous place. And that it is. We see the world with sin rampant, hard at work, destroying lives, destroying nations. And yet it is the total opposite what we see around us to what we ought to be talking about here from the book of Isaiah. With all of that that surrounds our lives, this is a time when children are filled with excitement and anticipation. How many of you have your homes prepared, ready, all the Christmas decorations up, ready to receive guests and family? And sometimes we are so busy with all the things of this season that it's hard for us to take it all in. And so the weeks fly by because there's so much hustle and bustle. The cookies to be made, the cakes to be made, all of the anticipated activities of this season, and sometimes in the midst of all of that, we lose sight. We lose sight of what this season is really all about. It can also be a difficult time. And some of you sitting here may be dealing with that. The first season, first Christmas, and that loved one no longer there beside you or with you. The empty chair at the dinner table. For others, the loss of a job. Wondering how long my job might be there. Struggling with long hours sometimes in this season. Hard work. And then living paycheck to paycheck, barely getting by. And sometimes you wonder, what is it really all about? Others, maybe it's struggling with issues in your marriage or family issues. And in the midst of all that, sometimes it's a real struggle to see any peace. Any peace in our lives. In this season between Thanksgiving and Christmas, I seldom have gone through in my ministry a time where there were no funerals or memorials. It's a time when people, especially older people, go to their eternal home. On Thursday morning, I learned that my last aunt, 98 years almost, went to be with her Lord. Not uncommon for this time of year. And yet, look at the picture Isaiah paints for us. It is a tranquil picture of peace. And it is about a gift. That gift of salvation that God has given to us. Because the King of Peace has been born. Verse 10 simply states, in that day the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for all the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious in that day. An extremely important verse. And all the remaining verses of this chapter are about how God rescues his people. A gathering that will happen when Christ returns in all of his glory. It is from that simple stump of Jesse from whom King David comes. But when you see a stump, what do you see? But from that stump arises a shoot. And that shoot will accomplish everything for all of mankind. Yes, in the midst of a people who God had chosen, amidst of a people who were not the kind of people they should have been, he brings forth this root, this from a stump. The promise of God made in the garden has not been forgotten nor abandoned. God has, as he's done from the beginning and still does, provides. And while Israel was enamored by their great King David, he was not the greatest king of Israel. That king is Jesus. The last days, we always think we are living in the last days. Every generation talks about living in that last age. And yet Luke 1:41-45, we read, and when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she exclaimed with a loud cry, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what is spoken to her from the Lord. Can you imagine what it had to be like for Elizabeth at that moment? To be able to get a glimpse of the fulfillment of that King of glory, that King of peace, that King that would reign forever and ever as we sing in the great Messiah. Christ is our King. The King of Peace has come. The latter days, the last days are in place because he died, rose, and overcame so that you and I have the gift of salvation. And the church is still his people gathered together around word and sacrament, having a peace that passes all understanding. And we say that, and what do we mean? It's beyond us. It's what God accomplished for us. And in this season, we hear all those beautiful hymns. We sing all that wonderful music. And we may listen to all kinds of things at this time of year. And yet it is about the King of Peace. He's already come. He's there for you and for me. He comes full of grace and truth. And it is for us to behold his glory. It is for us to live in the power of who He is and what He has accomplished for us. It's not about us. Although most of the time that's what we want it to be about, is us. The most important gift you have is the gift of salvation. Not something you accomplished, but something that already has been accomplished. Because the King of Peace dwells in our very midst. Amen.